Welcome to PM Lessons Learned, a podcast for project managers, helping project managers by sharing lessons learned. Increase your PM knowledge, build business relationships, increase your effectiveness, increase your marketability, gain professional support. Join our group and take part in our conference calls. Details at pmlessonslearned.com.
Hello, I'm Henry Will. Welcome to Episode 8 of the PMLessonsLearned.com podcast. In this episode, we will hear the PMLessonsLearned.com conference call from the 15th of February, 2007. The theme was, What I Love About Project Management, in honor of Valentine's Day. Our panelists were Mara Burns and Steve Blase, PMP. Other items covered were, Cornelius Fischner, PMP of thepmpodcast.com, joined us to tell us about the beginnings of his famous PM podcast. We also had Sean Feuderer, PMP, tell us about his projectmanagementlearningcenter.com 10-step PM community website. Our panelists also discussed answers to a member who emailed a question which asked, How do I do planning when I manage a project that is always in a frenzied state? Allison Maltese, a recruiter that we network with in our group, provided a career minute answering questions about project management jobs. Now, let's listen into the conference call.
Welcome to the PMLessonsLearned.com conference call for February the 15th, 2007. The topic of tonight's conference call is all about why we love project management. I hope that we'll be having a very interactive call this evening. We have a new conference call system that we're trying to use this time for the first time, and hopefully we'll find that this will be very accommodating for us. Because it is a new system, we won't be using the regular functions of being able to raise your hand. Everybody is live on the call. I would ask that anybody that would want to mute their line to press 6. That would be very helpful. As you all know, PMLessons.com is all about us having project managers help project managers. That's really what we're all about. If you look on our website, PMLessonsLearned.com, you will see that we have several tenants of our organization, but for the most part, it's all about project managers helping project managers with careers, with lessons learned, with other information that would help people to further their career in project management, and then also to help out people studying for the PMP exams. Tonight we have some very interesting topics to cover in the theme of why we love project management. I would like to mention that I would ask, because we are on a conference call, I would ask that everyone that is speaking would please be cognizant of everyone else on the call and try to keep your comments down to a minute or two at max so that everybody would get a chance to chime in and we would have good conversation. That's really what we're trying to do here on PMLessonsLearned.com is to have conversations on these conference calls. And I do want to remind everybody this call is being recorded, and we hope to have this publicized as a podcast in the near future. Speaking of podcasting, we have with us tonight as one of the callers on our call, Cornelius Fischner. Cornelius is the one that runs the PM podcast, which is a very popular podcast for project management. Cornelius, welcome to our call.
Well, thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
Could you give us a little bit of background of how you started the PM podcast and a little bit about what you do on the calls? I've told the people on PMLessonsLearned.com conference calls about your call many times, your podcast, and many people have been interested in it. I've been trying to fill them in on the topics that you've been having, which I think are very valuable to project management, origin and the continuation of project management, the sustainability of project management. And again, you're listening to Henry Will. This is the PMLessonsLearned.com conference call for February the 15th, 2007. We are recording this call. So, Cornelius, could you give us a little bit of information about your podcast?
Absolutely. You wanted me to start out how it started out. It was quite simple. I got an iPod from my wife for my birthday a little bit over 2 years ago. And shortly after that, I started to listen to books on tapes as well on the iPod. And at some point, I heard the word podcast. And I was like, well, what is that? And I realized, oh, man, there's a ton of information out there. I can listen to news, there's entertainment, sports, humor. And at some point, I was listening to all these programs, and I thought, there's got to be something for me. There's got to be something out there for project managers. And lo and behold, there wasn't. So I decided that I can do this. And I promptly filed this away again. And I said, oh, come on, that's just one of those things that pop into my head, these dreams that I have. And I decided, nah, that's nothing for me. After it had come back about two or three times, I decided, okay, it looks like this is really something that I want to do. I looked into it, and within about 2 months or so, I had educated myself. I had bought the equipment that I needed, which was a $27 microphone, really, and I started the podcast. But I really don't want to be selfish and just talk about my podcast, because there are many others out there as well that are project management oriented. For instance, there is Shaw Project Management. That is by Ernest Shaw. He's a PMP, and he does a podcast in which he talks about his experiences in project management. It's a shorter podcast, and it's very personal, very nice. Then we have Controlling Chaos with Dina Henry Scott. And her format is kind of like mine. She does a lot of interviews, and it's a longer podcast as well. Jenny Manis is the author of Napoleon on Project Management. And he created his monthly podcast at the beginning kind of to push his book, and he presented to us the 6 winning principles of Napoleon and how they relate to project management. So a very interesting way of approaching it. Then there is the PMO podcast, and guess what their topic is? They talk about PMOs. And what else do we have? Of course, PM Lessons Learned. PM Lessons Learned is also available as a podcast. This particular conference call will at some point be available as a podcast. And then the PMI's Information Systems SIG, they also have one. And of course, in the end, there is my own, the Project Management Podcast. I was the first one, so my name is the easiest one to remember. And I just recently started a new one, the Project Management Prepcast. So there's a ton of project management-oriented podcasts out there, and I really wanted to announce those to all of you. Benefits of a podcast, they're usually free, which is absolutely great. You can listen to them anywhere. I listen to most of my podcasts, as a matter of fact, in the car when I'm commuting to work. And you can listen any when. You don't have to sit and, you know, like you're watching television. You can record it and you can listen later on. And most importantly, for all those of you out there who are PMPs, you can now claim up to 15 PDUs if you listen to podcasts. Let me repeat that. You can claim up to 15 PDUs for listening to podcasts. Those are category two self-study PDUs, which is, that's a quarter of the PDUs that we all need. That's absolutely perfect. If you want to know more about this, I actually have a little write-up on my website about it and how you can gain these PDUs. Just go to www.thepmpodcast.com, and I think it's in the first or second paragraph. It's mentioned. There's a link that you can click. Yeah, that's pretty much it. And coming back to the reason why we all love podcasting, why we all love project management, I actually love it because there is never a dull moment. Never is there a day that goes by that is similar like the previous day. And that's really what I enjoy and love about project management. And that's also why, in the end, I started the Project Management Podcast. Back to you, Henry.
Henry, are you with us? This is Mara.
It sounds like we've lost him.
Well, until Henry comes back on the call, I think we should continue. Steve, what is it that you love about project management?
Probably the challenge, solving problems.
Okay. On a day-to-day basis, what is it that makes you passionate about it? Anybody else?
Mara, can you hear me now?
Yes. Is that you?
Is Henry.
Okay, Henry, welcome back. We did lose you there for a while.
I don't know why you lost me, but I'm back. I guess one of the things that I was going to say is, Cornelius, thank you very much for mentioning about the being able to get the PDUs by self-study by listening into PM podcasts and the many other podcasts that are out there for project management. That's an exciting thing to me about project management. One of the things I love is the ability to learn about project management in so many different ways. And, of course, that's part of the reason that we have lessonslearned.com. I had somebody email me just in the past week that asked me that very question. So you just provided the answer. I'll be able to email her back with a link to your website. I know that we also have someone on the call. David, are you on the call this evening?
Yes, Henry, I'm here. David Radkovich you're looking for, right?
What's that, David?
You're looking for David Radkovich, right?
That's right. David is on the call. I've known David for a while now. David runs a PMP study group at a local library. We've referred a bunch of people to his group, and he's also helped some people start groups of their own, I think. And he has a very interesting group. I've gone there to meet with them before. They've asked me some very challenging questions. And he's got people there in the group that have studied for a while now and are starting to sign up to take the test. David, what is it that you like? What is it that you love about project management? While we're at this time of the year, we're Valentine's Day, we think a lot about love. What do you love about project management?
I think the thing I like most about project management is the link between the technical side and the management side. You know, you don't have to be a peer manager. You can stay real close to the technical side and the technical people. And I really enjoy that aspect of it. I also like the, you know, constantly learning environment. I just recently landed a position working with U.S. Army on the electromagnetic gun program, which is very interesting, and working with earned value management and Microsoft project integration is a new area for me, actually. So this is probably the first time from a project management standpoint that it isn't IT related. So that's one of the other things I love about project management is it just lots of opportunities to move around and explore your options.
That's great. Yeah, congratulations on landing that job recently, David. I know you've been looking for a little bit, trying to find something that fit, and that's super. I did get an email from Jerry, one of the members of our group, and she wrote to me about what she loves about project management. She said, I love project management because of its required transparency and supporting processes that facilitate objectively as part of a whole approach, which in turn expands the potential to increase sustained value and delivery of the project outcomes. I appreciate the fact that it is the science of getting things done. I also appreciate PMI and the PMP commitment to excellence, service, and high ethical standards and share a personal dedication to these life-enhancing goals. So there's a little sharing from somebody on our group. Again, you're listening to PMLessonsLearn.com conference call. I would ask that if anybody would like to mute their line, they can push 6 on their phone to mute and 6 again to unmute. Is there anyone else out there this evening that would like to share what it is that we love about project management?
Henry, this is Sean Feuderer.
Hello, Sean.
Thank you for having me on your call. I appreciate your invitation to be here.
Sure. Sean is managing the Project Management Learning Center, Tim and I have made contact recently through a mutual acquaintance, and I told Sean he should be on the call and share a little bit about what he loves about project management and a little bit about his organization. Go ahead, Sean.
Thank you. Thank you very much. One of the things that I appreciate about project management in today's world is where it's headed. We're seeing project management becoming a career path for students in university, degree programs being created. Most of this is taking place outside the United States currently, and part of what my organization is attempting to do is bring that into the United States. I started on a personal venture to create a space online for project managers to congregate that does more than just networking. There's a plethora of sites out there, allpm.com, LinkedIn, you know the variety, where you can do a number of things that get you involved in meeting people in business. ProjectManagementLearningCenter.com is designed to be a social networking atmosphere. There's a number of things that you can do. It begins with profiles, and you link to people through your profiles, blogging, personal web pages, groups, which could be public or private, there's discussion forum spaces, event calendars for any types of seminars, conferences, and so on and so forth, a marketplace or classified. There's a project tool called Hydra, which is simple task management, people to create project plans. We're going to incorporate it. Yes?
Sean, if I might just interrupt you, somebody on the call, we can hear you typing away at your keyboard feverishly. If you could just press 6 to mute your line, we'd appreciate it. You know, we don't mind everybody chiming in, but if you could all push 6 to mute your line until it comes time that you would like to contribute, we'd appreciate it. Go ahead, Sean.
Thank you. We're going to incorporate a job line for both prospective employers and employees or those searching for jobs. So great space for recruiters who are looking specifically for project managers. A link resource directory. And then we're incorporating PMP exam prep. I also run a website called ReadySetPass.com, which focuses on inexpensive PMP exam preparation, downloadable materials, online self-directed classrooms, discussion forums, and such. We're incorporating some of that into the site. It's set up in phases at the moment. Phase one, we're in beta trial, looking to acquire members with project management background or who have an interest in the project management industry. And then phase two will be to reach out to recruiters, consultants, and other smaller companies in the project management space that might have an interest in finding our members for employment. We're currently set up to as a pay service. There's a $25 annual membership fee. That service goes to do a couple of things. Fund the site's development for tools and resources. It ensures that our member base is serious about project management and want to participate. You know, investment obviously implies some degree of ownership. We're promoting that the site belongs to the members as much as it does the creators. And then what we're doing with the residual are funding scholarships, charities, and donations. We want to encourage project management in the United States as a, like I said earlier, as a degree in our higher education institutions. So the site is available today to the general public. It is just coming out of a beta trial, so there'll be a plethora of improvements that take place. We're also asking for individuals who have background in technology who would volunteer time to develop site features and work on some of the coding, which is currently all in PHP. There's about 60 registered members and beta testers at the moment. And I would just like to extend an opportunity to each and every one of you on the call and your associates and anyone else who has an interest in project management to take a look at the site and see if it would be something that you would be interested in contributing to. Henry, thank you again for allowing me to come on to your call and give a little bit of information about what we're doing in the space.
Sure, Sean. Well, we're glad that you were on the call and you got to express the joy that you've had in trying to birth this child, if you want to call it that, of the website that allows people to participate as a community. I saw that this information about your site from someone else that we have a mutual friend, and I was able to get you involved and tell a little bit about the site on the call. I hope that some of the project managers that are listening in on the call and will be listening later on the podcast will be able to participate in that site. I think we may also have, I don't know if Michael's on the line tonight. Michael, are you on the line?
Yes, I am, Henry.
Hi, Michael. Yes. Michael is another member of our group that said that he was thinking it would be great if we had a bulletin board that allowed us to post topics for PM Lessons Learned. And I am in the process of working on integrating it with the PMLessonsLearned.com site. That should be available shortly, probably in the next day or two. And Michael said that he would monitor this bulletin board for us. Right, Michael?
Yes, I did.
Yes, and tell them what topic is already up there.
Currently, there's a welcome topic, and there's a lesson learned topic, and also we have a conference call. So the February What We Love About Project Management, there's a topic
there.
Just go and go post your thoughts on there.
So Michael's already got the thing all set up for us to use. I just have to get a little busy and get that integrated to our site. There'll be a link there to our bulletin board. I'll be sending out information about that to our Yahoo group. Everyone that's on the call, I invite you, if you haven't already, to join our Yahoo group. It's a great way to get information about our calls, to get reminders, to get information about things like articles that people in our group publish, information about career opportunities. And speaking of which, in a little bit we're going to have shared with us, I think, probably Allison is on the line. Are you on, Allison?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, great, Allison. Yes. Allison is a recruiter, one of the recruiters that I've been networking with recently as part of the PMLessonsLearned.com group. And Allison is going to be sharing with us a brief career minute in some of our upcoming PMLessonsLearned.com calls. And she may also get other recruiters to be involved in this as well. And she'll be sharing towards the end of this call this evening. And I know this is a little bit different for those of you that have participated in our calls before. We're a little bit more free-flowing tonight. We're using a new service. We're getting used to it. Everybody to contribute their thoughts on why we love project management. But we still will have that career segment towards the end. And we do plan to stop the recording towards the end of our call and have our networking segment tonight starting at about 10 o'clock Eastern time. So I know that we also have Graham Wisdom on the call. Graham, would you like to share what you love about project management?
Sure, Henry. Yeah. Well, one of the things is just occasionally things go well and you get to achieve something. That's always a thrill. I think perhaps some of the more fascinating times are solving problems, but it is nice to have those successes now and again and feel that you really played a part in making something happen. Somebody said that I just love it when a plan finally comes together, and I guess that's it. I also like about it the fact that I can still stay very technical. I'm involved in managing fairly technical projects, and I get involved with trying to figure out software problems and doing some system testing and so on as well. So I appreciate the fact that it lets me still keep my hands in the technology while doing a primarily project management job. So it's that plus the fact that no 2 days are exactly the same.
Yes, that's true. It's very true. I know that one of the things that I really love about project management is being able to coordinate things. I've shared before on our PMLessonsLearned.com conference calls, and again, this is Henry Will. I shared that one of the things that I heard Dina Henry Scott, she runs the Controlling Chaos podcast for project managers. She mentioned that project management is the glue that holds things together, and I like to think about the work that I do as the glue that holds together, so the grease that keeps things moving. And a lot of times I think that that's a good part of the job that we do. I enjoy coordinating things and trying to help to avoid the pratfalls and pitfalls that come up on any given project and try to anticipate them ahead of time. At this time, I'd like to also invite our regular panelists to chime in. I know that Mara's on the call. I think Barbara is also there. Mara and Barbara, if you could chime in and share what you love about project management, that'd be great.
Well, I really appreciate the question, Henry. I was asked yesterday in an interview what my position is on project management, whether I am hands-on or not hands-on. And it really dawned on me when I was asked that question that what I love about being a project manager and about the area in and of itself is that we can provide a roadmap for people. And by providing that roadmap, we can get them from point A to point B without tearing their hair out and without going off the road and sliding down a hill, et cetera. And what that does for us is it gives us the opportunity not only to provide the roadmap, but to mentor them. I'm very big on mentoring. I think that we owe it to the younger people in our industry to teach them about project management, to teach them about the joy of seeing something come to fruition because of your efforts, not only as a developer, but as somebody who can help guide from one point to another. And to me, it's just thrilling, and I think you have to be passionate about what you do in order to do a good job. So I'm passionate about it. And by the way, I'm on that website you were talking about earlier, looking at the PMP preparation, and I think it's excellent. So I just want to encourage everybody to take a look at it themselves.
Sure. Barbara, are you on the call?
Somebody said earlier that Barbara was having some issues and wouldn't be on the call, Henry.
Is Steve on the call this evening?
Yes, he is.
Steve, would you like to share what you love about project management?
Primarily, it's the people, the teams that you build and you participate with. And I have a sense, I don't know for sure, of course, that it's something like actors in movies that will be on a set, and you read about the camaraderie they have, and they perform and create something new that is lasting. And then they separate and they go their ways, and then later on they'll be in another movie. And then when they're doing it, they, and not just the actors, but also the rest of the people, the sound people and the light people and all, and they all have their role, they all have their expertise, and everyone respects everyone for the expertise that they have, and they all participate, and when it all comes together, you have a movie. And of course, I'm thinking about this with the Oscars coming up, I thought it was somewhat appropriate. And it's the same thing with project management. You work with a team, everybody has their particular expertise, and you're perhaps in the role of the director, ensuring that everything is ready for the team for the next phase, and you move on, and at the end you have something that is Oscar-worthy, perhaps, or at least these people will look at it and say, yeah, that was something that was done. And then the team separates, the expertises go their way, and you form another team and do another project, and then some of the team gets back together again, and you call each other up and say, I need you, can you help me on this one, can you help me on this one, and put together another team like the Magnificent Seven and do it again. And every time you do it, it's a brand new movie, a brand new thing that we do. And that's what I like about it. It's getting together with all the experts and the players and putting that expertise to its best use.
I like that analogy to the movie industry and the Oscars. That's a good one. I've not heard that one before, but you're right. The people, that does make project management pretty exciting. I did receive another email from someone here that someone asked me why I'd want to be a PM, because everyone is always pointing the blame at you. but I love being able to use my project management skills that I've learned in order to apply them to the project to improve the success of projects. And this person also says, I'd like to ask a question. My project is always in such a frenzied state. Our stakeholders are always in a state of emergencies. The things they want are urgent and important, so I can't ignore them, but I can never get to planning. It's a vicious cycle. Any suggestions on how to get out of this constant state of emergency? I was wondering, there's a question that was asked, and I'll open that up to our panelists, if any of the panelists want to chime in with an answer on that one.
Well, the glib answer is find another job, but that doesn't always work. You have to learn to manage your users as well as your team. And sometimes that can be very difficult, and you have to be able to prioritize what needs to be addressed at any given time. Now, that, of course, has to take into account as well who the people are who are always calling and knocking on your door, et cetera. But it's really important to figure out what needs to be done first and to take them in the order that you've prioritized them. That'll help you get a handle on where you're at, where your project is at, and what the real needs are.
This is Tom, and I definitely believe what you're saying is true. I think what you have to do is move the project away from being an adversarial relationship to being a partnership to accomplish that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I've managed projects where the end user was off in a different world and really had no idea what he was all about and saw having an IT project as, well, I gave it to IT and someday they'll finish it. And on the other hand, I've been on projects where the end user was a part of the project at every given stage. So they knew what was going on, and there was a lot less hassle, and there was a lot less fires being started all over the place, and it was a lot easier to handle because it was a partnership. That's exactly what it was. We had the end users as partners, and we had the testing group, the UAT group, as partners. And bringing that all together was just a great idea, and it worked. And every project I've done since then, I've urged that everybody get on the same page and work together rather than the adversarial old way we used to do things.
You know, a lot of times as the moderator of the call, this is Henry, I don't get a chance to chime in, but I'd like to give my answer to this question, and probably will email it back to this person. But one of the things that I have found sometimes is helpful when I'm in a project like that, when things are so hurried during the day that you don't get a chance to really sit back and take the whole thing into perspective. What I've done in situations like that before is I've just made an agreement with myself that I would set aside, say, an hour or even a half an hour a day to spend some time to work towards planning the project out. If the problem is that the planning isn't getting done because there's always too many emergencies or fires to be put out, you need to sit back and say, I just got to set aside an hour of my own time. Maybe it's at the end of the day. Maybe it's getting in early in the morning. Maybe it's at home. But take a half an hour to sit down and do the planning. And I think what I hear from Tom and Mara as well is I think you need to stand back a little bit and say, what is it that's causing these emergencies to happen all the time?
Right.
You need to evaluate those and say, gee, you know, it's because of X and Y. Well, those are the things that I need to address. I had a project once where the reason for so many emergencies was that the QA wasn't being done or wasn't being addressed, so I had to add some more resources to the QA portion of the team and emphasize the QA, if that's the issue. Or maybe it's because the requirements for the project have changed and the old requirements are no longer valid. And the stakeholders haven't really taken the time to inform you as the project manager that things have changed, and they've kind of changed their priorities and they've changed their direction and the goal of the project, but they've never really been honest with themselves or the project manager and defined those. So sometimes setting aside an hour, even after a very hectic day or before a hectic day, in a in quiet where you could just put everything out of your mind, the emergencies, and take a step back and look at what's causing it to occur. I don't know if anybody else on the phone has some additional suggestions.
Yeah, Henry, this is Steve. Sometimes it is good to look to yourself in those situations. There's a tendency among particularly those of us who come from the technical backgrounds, and our entire life and career and training has been in solving problems. So our immediate reaction when the customer comes up with a problem or the team has a problem, and there are always going to be problems, is to respond to solve the problem. And so if we're continuously trying to solve problems, that's what they call fighting fires. And it's just an automatic reaction. We'll solve the problem, and then they'll go away, and then I'll be able to plan. And we have to resist that temptation, pass that problem solving on to somebody else, delegate it, because the job of the project manager is to plan for the next phase, to observe and see, like, again, to the director in the play, to see what the whole program is he solving an individual problem. A natural reaction to a problem, especially with the customers, you will continue to solve the problem. If the customers are there and you solve their problem for them, they will continue to give you problems to solve. If you say, hold on, I'm going to pass you to this person, or we'll take care of that later, they will start backing off as well. And it's tough to believe that they will actually do that. But I can say after 40 years of doing this type of stuff, you can train the customers as well. But the training has to start with you. You have to say, I'm not here just to solve problems. I'm here to solve the big problem, which is the project at hand. And do some delegation and do some reality checking with the customers. So a lot of the times you get yourself in your messes and anxieties and so forth by just letting it happen, because in many cases we like to solve the problem. We like the ego build and the feedback, the positive feedback you get from solving problems, much more than we like staring at a Gantt chart or reorganizing a project.
Steve, you're so right on.
Very good point. Now, this is one of the things I love about project management and the PMLessonsLearned.com conference calls, is that we have a forum here where people can ask questions like this, and we can get real answers from project managers that have been in the trenches doing this kind of thing. I know that when Jerry had sent in this email that I read before, that was one of the points that she made, was that project management is a profession where we can get lots of support. So, you know, I'm glad that there's been a lot of people on the call that have been able to answer this caller's or this email question that I received. And of course, we're always willing to accept more email questions. You can go right to our website. There's a contact us link. Just enter your question there and we'll try to address it at the next call. Is there anyone else on the line that would like to share either a reason why we love project management, or maybe another answer to this question that we were discussing?
Hi, Henry. It's Alan Latini. Hello, everyone.
Hi, Alan. It's good to hear from you. I'm glad you're on the call. I've worked with Alan before and told him about these calls. I'm glad that he could be on. How you doing, Alan?
Very good. You know, I'm in response to that gentleman and his explanation there, I'm involved right now managing four or five projects at the same time for an international banking group. And I should have I should just tattoo on myself what my roles and responsibilities are as a PM, because as he was saying, it's true. Lots of times that people and it's different components. People ancillary to really your scope of what you need to do are coming at you thinking, and they don't understand that you're not the problem solver, and the components of problems that they're asking you to solve. It's totally out of your scope of what you need to do, and it ends up wasting time, wasting my time, wasting other people's time, and I think it's just a boundary. I think it's just where I am, just bad. It's just a bad structure, and it needs to be. I wish I could solve it, but it's a problem that just needs to be solved. But I just wanted to, so that was my reply. I mean, I live it day to day, where I'm asked to be a problem solver in areas that are do not belong to me, and if I'm to keep my focus on moving the project along. You know, if I'm going to move it and I'm dealing as it is with an ever-changing landscape with stakeholders and the business, seems to be a big chasm between the business and the actual when in the handoff into the next to the IT group, and I'm not really managing on the IT side. I'm away from that, managing with product and product developers and product managers. So interesting.
And Alan, what would you say that you love about project management?
I like the fact that it allows me to kind of interact with people in each project is like a snowflake. Everyone is different. And I think the thing that I get the greatest satisfaction out of is when I find out that I can put people together and they have something to offer in the great scheme of getting the to the final goal, and they don't even realize that they had this to offer the other person. And a lot of times it's through the whole process of moving the project along, and it's kind of, I feel kind of like matchmaking in a way, that I'm actually putting these people together in a new kind of understanding that they didn't even realize that that person, here they worked with this person all for 15, 20 years or whatever. They knew their role, they knew what they did, but because this project put them together for the first time, or maybe I had to put them together because they had different information to share, they didn't realize that they had this ability to help each other in a certain way. And to me, that's what I like the most, because it's forever happening as the projects become more and more across different cross-functional areas of the bank. Different groups, they're interchangeable parts, people are moving around in the bank. So I kind of like that.
That's great, Alan. Thanks for sharing with us. And I'm really happy that you landed a position. As you know, when we worked together, I was waiting for that to happen for you, to land the next position. I'm happy that you're there.
Oh, thank you.
And I'm happy that... So I guess everybody on the call is probably wondering, you know, why is this a little bit different than most of the calls that we've had before? It's more interactive, which is something that I like. I think we're tackling some good subject matter. And, of course, we usually have one project manager share a lessons learned with everyone, and then we discuss it. Tonight's call is a little bit different. We're getting more people involved and hearing back from everybody what they love about project management. You're on the PMLessonsLearned.com conference call. This is Henry Will. Does anyone else like to share what they love about project management?
Henry, this is Mara again, and until somebody else decides that they want to share, I want just to say that part of what I love about project management is that there are so many of us who are willing to support each other and willing to share the lessons that we've learned so that we may not make the same mistakes again. And that's not something that you find in many industries. In many industries, you find people who are very selfish about their knowledge. But I have found for the many years that I've been a project manager that there is always somebody else out there to lend a hand. And that's something that really is unique to our industry.
And Mara, this is Tom. I think corollary to that is if you're a project manager and you're really aware of your surroundings, you always realize that somebody else somewhere knows a lot more about the problem you're trying to solve than you do, and to be a big person and go ask that person is key to being successful.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, and one of the things that I've found, too, is that project managers are not only willing to share with each other and mentor each other, project managers are also a learning sort. A lot of project managers are willing to learn more about their profession. I think maybe part of that comes because part of the PMP certification includes the need to gain more professional development units, some PDUs, to keep your certification. Cornelius mentioned that early in the call about how you can get PDUs by listening to PM podcasts and other podcasts, and there's also, the ISSIG for PMI also has podcasts that you can listen to for more PDUs. So I think that project managers are also a learning sort. They're all about learning and trying to get better at what they're doing. Part of the reason why I started the PM Lessons Learned podcast and the conference calls is so that people could share with each other the lessons that they've learned so that others could improve with that and be a better project manager. That's what it's all about, project managers helping project managers. And many of you know that the way that I end my call usually is by saying, keep on learning. So that's important to me. That was instilled in me by my grandfather. He said, keep on learning. Does anybody else want to share about what they love about project management? At this time, I'd like to turn things over to our career segment. I think Allison is still on the line. Allison is a recruiter that I've been talking to for a while now. I met her through actually Barbara Fuller, one of our regular panelists on our call. And Allison and I met, and we've talked a few times. She said that she'd be interested in networking with several project managers. She knows that we have a group. She's in charge of specifically project management and business analyst recruiting for her company. Allison, if you're on the line, could you share a little bit about what you do and about the project management field and what you're seeing out there?
Yes, Henry. And by the way, thank you so much for inviting me on this call.
Thank you for being
I have to say that I've enjoyed listening to all of it, and probably the reason why, as a collective group, I really enjoy working with project managers, especially from a recruiting perspective. I only wish I was a project manager so I could have chimed in earlier. But yes, I am a recruiter for Tech Systems, and I specifically work out of New Jersey, and I work on opportunities in Northern and Central Jersey area. But most importantly, as of recently, probably within the last 6 months to a year, my focus primarily has been on project managers and business analysts, and more just getting involved in networking with as many people as possible and really building great relationships with project managers in the local market, and eventually hoping to lead to career opportunities for those individuals. So I know that when the two of us spoke, we thought about some options in terms of I wanted to give back to the group and what can I contribute. So we came up with the idea of the Career Minute. And it's more to focus on what can I do to help you in regards to opportunities. And it's not necessarily talking about all the openings I have, but more in the sense of suggestions from a recruiter's perspective, interview techniques, attractive resume writing, anything along those lines, even if it comes down to specific companies that we're working with and trends that we're seeing. So really all I'm looking for in terms of for future calls is anything that you would like from a recruiter's perspective that I can talk about that can help you in your future in terms of looking for future opportunities.
Yes, that's great, Allison. I know when you and I had talked, you expressed that you would like to be more than just somebody that we blindly forward a resume to, but that you'd like to also support people that are in our group with some of these career matters that sometimes are a lot bigger in comparison to just looking for a job, but it has to do with, you know, having a career in project management or as a business analyst in the IT field, whatever. And I know that Allison, from talking to her, has a real desire to help people out in this way and to be a member, a contributing member of our group to help people out. She said, I can get people in touch with her, anybody that would like some career information. As many of you know, our group was formed out of a relationship that I have with Rod Colon. He is the founder of ETP Network. His website is etpnetwork.com. And Rod is also one that coaches people in their careers. He has a good newsletter on his site that you can sign up for. There's a Yahoo group as well with lots of career information. Allison is going to be offering us the same. We have other recruiters involved in the group that like to help our group out, because project management is a very growing profession at this time. Allison, what is it that you found? Have you found any changes in the past year or so in the project management field? Have you seen any changes that you could share with us?
Just overall, I mean, the biggest significant changes I've seen is a growing number of opportunities, which is another reason where my primary focus became in this area. But it certainly has jumped to the top of the most requested position that we see, the most commonly seen opportunity. And specifically, especially to this group, I would say I have noticed that it is the PMP, which was once a preferred skill or preferred or an option, is now something that is being required and is almost a necessity from our clients. And, I mean, that would probably be the biggest thing I've seen as of recently.
Well, that's great. I mean, maybe there are some project managers out there that have a question to share with you this evening, or maybe they could suggest a topic that you could have a career moment on in the future, a career minute. Is there anyone out there that has a question for Allison at this time?
Hey, this is David. Adam just came off the job search. One of the questions I would have is dealing with the requirements sometimes when we see job descriptions that really get down to details from a technical perspective. Sometimes I always thought that they were looking too hard at the technical side and not hard enough at the project management side. And how do you deal with that? How do you respond to job descriptions that are like that?
Well, for us, most of it is really based on the relationship that we have with the individual who's doing the hiring. But, yes, I agree. I mean, especially for a while there, it was everything under the sun and then some. It's starting to scale back a little bit more. The focus is more on the experience of the project manager versus the hands-on technical and the person that can be a jack-of-all-trades and handle a little bit of everything. I've definitely discovered that as the market has started to turn around and things have gotten better over the last couple of years, the requirements are coming down. So, yeah, that was definitely something we saw for at least a couple of years and is starting to slow back. But in regards to when we're dealing with a client, it's really selling the strengths of the candidate that we're presenting and the project manager that we're presenting. So if the object of the position or the client is looking for somebody who can do the technical side of it, the hands-on development side of it, well, then I guess that's what we need to find. But most of the time we're finding that that's not the case. They just want somebody who has the understanding and ability to know how the technology will impact and how it will change. And many times you can get around it, I mean, at least from what I have seen. There are a handful of times where it has come up where we can't get around it. But for the most part, if we present the right person with the right experience, it'll be something where they'll be considerate of the person's experience in terms of project management versus technical.
Yes, actually, David, I think that's a very good question that you're asking. I know when I've gone around doing public speaking for project management, I've sometimes polled the group of project managers if they were called upon to do more than just the project management role, if they were involved in another role. For instance, a lot of times project managers are also called on to be the business analyst for the project. And a lot of times I find that a good 75%, that's of course an informal poll, but I found that a lot of project managers are called to be involved in other things besides just the project management. I'm sure that would include technical issues as well. That may even be a good topic for a future PMLessonsLearned.com conference call or maybe even a career minute. And, of course, I'd like to encourage everyone, if you would like to email us via the Contact Us link on our website, join the Yahoo group and send a response to one of those emails maybe with career questions that you would like to be covered in future PMLessonsLearned.com conference calls. Thank you, Allison, for joining us and for the information you gave us this evening.
Thank you again. I appreciate it.
Sure.
Well, Alice, this is Mara. I have a question for you.
Yes.
First of all, thank you for that lovely note. I really appreciated it.
Oh, absolutely.
I'll tell everybody out there, Allison is very different, and so is her husband, Todd, who works in the New York office, from any other recruiters I have ever met. And they're to be appreciated. Let me just put it that way. But my question is very simple to you, Allison. I'm finding that there are two types of project managers in IT. There are those who have come up from through the ranks with having the hands-on ability, having done development work, having done systems analysis work, et cetera, and then becoming project managers, sometimes kicking and screaming. And then there are those who learn project management in school. And what I'm hearing from a lot of people, and I really just want to validate this with you as a recruiter, is that the companies that are hiring are really looking for someone, for people who have a combination of both, who have the book knowledge on how to be a project manager and have the hands-on getting them dirty knowledge of been there, done that, and have the scars to prove it. Is that what you're finding also?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. And I don't know if that's better or worse that I agree, but absolutely.
All right.
Go ahead, Mara.
I was just going to say, something that I've dealt with all my life is people who have a lot of academic head knowledge but really have no idea what it means to be involved in a development project. So from your head to your heart is what it boils down to. And then we go back to being passionate about project management. Sorry, I'm talking too much tonight, guys.
That's good. That's what we're about, is helping each other out, Mara, and I appreciate your questions. I appreciate, too, the fact that you mentioned about how helpful Allison was to you and meeting her personally. I found Allison to be very helpful, too, when I met with her, and she wants to be a part of our group, like I said, contributing to the group. That's what we're all about. I'm trying to foster PMLessonsLearned.com to be more than just listening to information, but also being more than that in the sense of being a group of people that talk to each other and know each other. I'm trying to get people to use their names and to let each other know about each other and form contacts and bonds. And a lot of times when people see that we have a position, let's say, available that we send out to the Yahoo group, or maybe somebody sends an article that we put out on the Yahoo group and people have questions, one of the things that I do is introduce those people to each other. And actually, Mara and Allison are two people that we introduced to each other through PMLessonsLearned.com. So we're all about networking with each other and helping each other out in a very personal way, not just listening into a conference call, although that's what you can do if that's how you'd like to participate. But if you'd like to participate at a higher level and get involved with some of the people you heard on the call tonight, you've heard a lot of different things presented between Cornelius with his podcast, between David Radkovich sharing with us about his PMP study group. We've had Allison share about careers, and she's a recruiter. We had Sean on earlier talking about his Project Management Learning Center, which is a community-based project management organization. Michael's working on the BBS for us. There's plenty of ways that you could be involved with other people within this group. And I want to thank everyone for being on a call tonight and sharing about what they love about project management. And I hope that you all go forth and find more things to love about project management. And I hope that you'll all tune in to our next call next month. Right now we're planning on having a call on Thursday, March the 22nd at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. We're still looking to announce the topic. If you join the Yahoo group, you'll see that information be publicized there and also on our website. But for those of you that are on the Yahoo group, you'll get more detail and more information, reminders and such, and more information about what's going on within our group. We are trying to reschedule with Barbara Fuller her topic that she was going to present about project management and process management. We hope to be doing that soon. I know that David Radkovich is also working on, together with his group, a presentation for us on EVM. Earn value. So that is something that I think that everybody will find interesting. And we're also working on a few other topics for the near future as well. We're also happy to have you folks present topics. If you'd like to share lessons learned, or if you'd like to contribute a topic that you'd like to hear about, or even just ask a question to be discussed on the call anonymously, like this person did today, or perhaps you'd like to just bring it up on the call. We usually have a Q&A session where we open it up to anybody that has any questions on the call. That's what we're all about, project managers helping project managers. Thanks for joining the PMLessonsLearned.com call. We hope that those of you that can will stay on for a little networking session after we finish the recording here in a moment. Thank you again for joining, and keep on learning.
That certainly is a memorable call. Project management sure is lovable, isn't it? Please join us for a future conference call. We currently have several calls a month. We're adding a new call on June the 28th, 2007, called our Job Shop Call, where we will be sharing project management job openings. Join our Yahoo group for more information about our calls and information to further your project management career. Membership is free. Details are at pmlessonslearned.com. We hope you'll continue to listen into our podcasts and tell others about our podcasts and our group. PMLessonsLearned.com. We're all about project managers helping project managers. And until next time, keep on learning.
This has been a PM Lessons Learned podcast. Project managers helping project managers by sharing lessons learned. Come join our group. Visit our website at pmlessonslearned.com. Till next time, keep on learning.